All right, the whole country, all of the United States has Olympic fever, but we really don't have the Olympic fever until next week when Amber Campbell, the pride of Pike High School, the pride of Pike Township, the pride of Indianapolis, gets ready to be like Little David and slings her hammer when she competes in the Olympics in the hammer throw. She's on our live line. Amber, first of all, congratulations on being an Olympian for the second Olympics in a row.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Now, you have been hanging back. I guess you're trying to be the last member of our team to get to London. So you kind of have you been busy training? Have you seen anything of the ceremonies or even any of the competitions?
Since it has started, I have been glued to the TV when I haven't been in training. And that's kind of, I guess, my biggest issue right now is trying to watch everything and not getting to bed on time. So I'm trying to, you know, focus this a little bit, but it's been very exciting so far.
Now, I've kind of been trying to describe the hammer throw, and I'm not very good. That's why I don't do sports. First of all, describe the sport. What is it? How did you get in, you know, turned on by it, and what do you do?
Well, the sport is a strength, power, speed kind of event. So it is a metal ball on a wire with a triangle handle. You spin around as many times as you want to. Three or four turns is usually typical. And then you let it go as far as you can, and the farthest throw wins. I got onto it because I was a shot put and distance thrower in high school. I went to Coastal Carolina where my coach, David Vandegrift, introduced me to it, and I've been doing it ever since. It's a crazy, out-of-control, chaos kind of throw, but it's so much fun.
Those of you that do this, is it like a fraternity or sorority of hammer throwers, not just in this country, but worldwide? So when you get to the Olympics, you're not only competing, you got a job to do. You're trying to bring the gold, hopefully, back home to your country. But do y'all trade notes or anything? Is it like a little small group?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. You still have a lot of hangover from, you know, the old, I guess, country versus country, where it wasn't quite so united, if you will. And so some information is a little disinformation, but we all have a great time. You know, we all try to compete for the top spot. So even though it's very competitive, we're all pretty cordial.
This is the first time the Olympics, with what NBC is doing with the website and all the coverage are live, that people here in Indianapolis can actually see what you do, because I'm trying to describe it. I'm trying to put in my audience's mind, think of Little David with Goliath and the slingshots and whatever. So it's kind of similar, but it's not. So people will be able to see you online in real time when you compete.
I know. Isn't that exciting? All the social media outlets have been just fantastic. I love how much interaction we get this year.
Now, when you compete in the hammer throw, will that be at the Olympic Stadium where the opening ceremonies were? Where will you be competing?
Right at the Olympic Stadium. We will be center field and, you know, taking shots.
So now you got to be careful to make sure the hammer doesn't go where and hit the cauldron where the flame is in the center of the stadium.
Well, they better be careful. They put us there.
What do you do when you're not training every 4 years for the hammer throw?
Still training. It's not just every 4 years for us. In between, we have world championships. We have a national championship every year. So even though the world sees us every 4 years, we're there every day grinding it out.
Well, now, wait a minute. You go around, like, you know, 24-7 or 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, and that's your job, learning how to, you know, hit the hammer. What, you know, what else you do?
I'm also a personal trainer, so in between my training, I get to train other people.
So you're trying to develop the next generation of hammer throwers.
The next generation of hammer throwers, housewives, or just whoever needs to be pushed to their limits. That's what I do.
How heavy is this ball? You talk about the ball is kind of like on a string and you just swing it around. How heavy, if I had to put that on a scale, how heavy is it?
It's 4 kilo, which is 8.8 pounds. So think about just heavier than your milk jug or a bowling ball.
Okay, so it's like throwing a bowling ball around.
Mm-hmm.
What? How far does it have to go? Where do you have to get it in terms of distance to be medal eligible?
I think this year it's going to take about 74 to 75 meters to medal.
Now, wait a minute, 74 to 75 meters a meet? What is it?
It's about 3 feet to a meter, so we'll say about 245 to 50 feet to medal.
Wait a minute, 240 feet? And there's 5,200 feet in a mile, so we're talking a half. We're talking 1/20th of a mile, or maybe half of a city block.
Yeah, think about it. It's about 3/4 of the length of a football field.
And this is the equivalent of you're at the gold line in Lucas Oil Stadium, and you got to get it to the opposite 20-yard line.
Indeed.
Ooh, I don't think Andrew, I'm not sure Andrew Luck can do that with a football yet.
Well, if he keeps training, I'm sure he will.
Now, you'll be staying in the village, or are you in a hotel? You know, or they got your, how do you know your room is still there?
Well, it's going to be some smoke in the city if I don't have a room. No, I'm just kidding. We all have room assignments, and I'll be right in the village in the thick of things. So it's going to be really exciting to get to see the other athletes and meet up with my friends who are already there. So I can't wait to get there.
When you competed in Beijing in 2008, did you go through that whole opening ceremony thing?
No, I opted out of the opening ceremony that time as well. I was at the training camp in Dalian in northern China with some of the other Team USA members.
I didn't realize, because I guess what the swimmers had to do the next morning, that a number of athletes, regardless of country, don't do the opening ceremonies because you got to go to work that next morning.
Exactly. You know, I mean, while the opening ceremonies is an amazing thing to do, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're there to compete and to put forth our best performance. So you have to think about the big picture.
All right. And I don't have it in front of me, but we'll tell the audience after the interview when you're going to compete. We'll be already, you know, taking off of work to look on our computers and find out how you do. Who do you have? If I were like the NBC sports commentator and I'm interviewing you, or I'm Ryan Seacrest, who do I have to worry about? Who's your competition? Who, you know, what country do we have to boo against, you know, to make sure you get the gold and they get the nothing? Who's your competition?
Typically, it's going to be the Russians. The Germans are strong. There's a Chinese girl who's done well. So it's a few countries that we're going to have to look out for and, you know, take them down and be able to do my thing.
Oh, so the usual gang, in other words.
Exactly. Usual suspects, if you will.
Are there, obviously, we know you're African-American. You're representing our country. Are there hammer throw contestants from African nations or Caribbean nations, other nations of color?
One of the best hammer throwers is Gypsy Moreno from Cuba, who is also, I guess, of African descent. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how you want to put that. But there really aren't a lot of us.
Okay.
It's, I guess, the thing we get into.
Is this something that, you know, when people go out for track and field at their high schools, you know, maybe, you know, coaches say, okay, you need to, you know, go run or do the hurdles. Maybe some of our kids should look at there's other things in track and field other than just running and jumping.
Very much so. You know, track and field is a sport for all body types and abilities. If you don't feel like you're fast enough to be a runner, you know, try the distance event, try a jumping event, try the throws. Even if you are, you know, not the biggest person, but you're explosive and you're strong, mm-hmm. try the throws. It's not necessarily someone who has to be, you know, a giant person. I'm only 5'7" tall, so I wouldn't be counted, you know, tall amongst the rest of the throwers, but I found myself doing pretty well.
So 5'7", that's kind of like little David, because, you know, David from Scripture, I don't think he was that tall. You know, you're going up against the Russians and the Germans and the Cubans and the Chinese. You're going up against Goliath. But we're going to have a lot of people out on their prayer, you know, put you on their prayer list, and we'll be praying for you. First of all, a safe journey over to London. Get you psyched up for the competition, and because we know you're going to do your best, and hopefully we're going to, you know, put the prayer out for you, cross the fingers and everything. You'll bring home a medal, and hopefully that big, nice, shiny, gold-looking medal. Obviously, everybody wants a medal, but how important is just the competition to test yourself against the best in the world?
It's really important. I mean, that's the heart of it all. Everybody, of course, wants the medal, but at the end of the day, I just want to put my best up against everybody else's best and see where the cards fall.
And when you're competing in a stadium as large as the Olympic Stadium where track and field is, do you know where your folks are? Because obviously you got a lot of your family members that are heading over there, you know, Team Campbell that will be there. Will you know they're there? Can you hear them cheer in the midst of all, you know, thousands of people?
Probably so. My parents have a very distinctive voice that I've gotten used to over the years from them being at every sporting event that I've ever done. So I think I'll be able to pick them out. I'll kind of have an idea where they're sitting from their tickets, but I'm sure I'll be able to hear them.
So tell them don't try to go where those empty seats are, all the people that aren't showing up to the games and try to fool you. Just be, you'll figure out the seating chart and you'll know where they're supposed to be.
I'll be focused and doing my thing, and I'm sure they'll have a great time.
Again, she is Amber Campbell. She is the pride of Pike High School, the pride of Pike Township, the pride of Indianapolis and Marion County. She will be competing in the hammer throw. It's like, just think of her as Little David going up against the Goliaths of the Olympics, and you'll be able to see her in real time, and we'll have that information for you as we get closer to the date of where you can go to NBCOlympics.com. And all you got to do is if you... I got to call the people at Channel 13 because you got to sign in if you are a cable or a satellite subscriber, but they haven't figured out yet if you just watch Channel 13, what code you have to sign in to see it online. I have to call them over there and figure that out. But we want all of our community to see Sister Amble. Throw that. How many times do you get? How many chances?
Well, on qualifying day, you only get three chances. From those three chances, they'll take the top 15 people to go to the final day. So in those top three chances, I got to make sure I do my best.
How many people are competing?
50.
How many? 50.
50. Mm-hmm.
50. And you got to make top, and you got to basically make the top third, the top 15.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So 50, she's got to make that. She got three throws. They pick your best of the three.
Exactly.
Okay.
Wins.
All right. So she's got to do three throws, best of the three, to get in the top 15. Then once you get in the top 15, you got to be in the top three. What happens if there's a tie for like the top spots?
The tiebreaker will be the next furthest throw from that competition.
Oh, so they won't let you flip a coin or nothing. They won't give out
none of that.
And who sets the rules for this? Is this under the Track and Field Federation? Is there a separate federation for the Federation of Hammer Throwers?
No, it's all done by the International Olympic Committee. IOC pretty much controls everything.
Oh, yeah, we know about them. Anyway, you know, first of all, have a safe journey, you know, to London. Enjoy yourself after the competition. I know you will. And kind of wave to us at the closing. Now, you're going to do the closing ceremony?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, now, you got to figure out which is the NBC, the American camera, and give us a big wave.
Well, I am one who loves the camera, so I'll be trying to find them all.
Maybe you do something like the what is it, this girl from India puts on your uniform, but something else distinctive, like, you know, the Pike High School, you know, mascot or something, so we all know it's you.
I'll figure something out. Yeah.
She is Amber Campbell. She is Indianapolis's special Olympian from the bosom of our community. She will be competing in the hammer throw in the London 2012 Games. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Good luck to you. And we're confident that you not only will do your best, but your best will carry you all the way to the top. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless, and you guys take care. I look forward to talking to you when it's all over.
We look forward as well.